Maseches Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. By kol kofim, with all types of ink you could write against. By dio, this is a black ink that is used to write Sifrei Torah. By sam, with an ink that is made out of earth. By sikra, with the red ink. By komos, this is an ink made out of the sap of a tree. Uva kankantum, another type of ink. Uva chol dover shehu shokayama, with any type of ink that is permanent. Ein kofim lo b'mashkim, you cannot write a get with liquids or with fruit juice or with any other type of ink that is not permanent. Ala kol kaisim, on any type of material a get could be written. Al ha'ala shel zayis, on the leaf of an olive tree. Va'ala karen shel para v'noisin la, esa para. Ala yad shel eve v'noisin la, esa eved. A get could be written on the horn of a cow if you give her the cow afterwards. And a get could be written on the hand of an eved if you give her the eved afterwards. And the reason why you have to give her the para and the eved is that the pasuk says, "V'kasav la sefer krisis v'nasan v'yada," you write her a get and you give it in her hand, that the giving has to be after the writing, meaning that no action could be done to the get between the writing of the get and the giving of the get to the isha. So therefore, if you cut off the horn from the cow after you write the get, and you then give her the horn, that get will be puzzled. Since that is mechusar ksisa, it's missing the action of cutting off the horn of the para, and no action could be missing in between the ksiva of the get and the nesina of the get. Therefore, when the Mishnah says that you can write a get on the leaf of an olive tree, that is if you cut off the leaf before you write the get. But if you write the get while the leaf is still on the olive tree, and then you cut off the leaf and give it to her, the get will be puzzled. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Ein Kaisfin Lo Al Dover Sheish Buruch Chaim V'Lo Al Oichon. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says a get cannot be written on a living object, nor can the get be written on food. So therefore, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds a get cannot be written on the leaf of an olive tree, as the leaves of an olive tree is food for certain types of animals, nor can a get be written on the Karen Shel Para or on the Yad Shel Eved. The reason for Rabbi Yosi Aglili is, it says in the pasuk, the kasav la sefer krisis. Now the pasuk is telling us that the get has to be written on a sefer, and food and living objects is not considered a sefer. The Rabbanan argue, as the Rabbanan hold, the pasuk is not telling us to write the get on a sefer, just that the Torah calls a get sefer krisis. Maseches Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ein kaisim b'mechubar lekarka. A get cannot be written on something that is attached to the ground. The reason we saw in the Mishnah before, that the get cannot have any action that needs to be done in between the writing of the get and the giving of the get to the isha. And if the get is written on something that is attached to the ground, you will be forced to disattach it from the ground before you give it to the isha, and the get will be possible. Kasfo b'mechubar, tolso b'chasmo v'nasnu la kasher. If the get was written while it was attached to the ground, and you then disattach it, sign it, and give it to the isha, it's kasher. Now, even though we said that if you write it on something that is attached to the ground, it is possible, to how can the Mishnah here say that it is kosher? The answer is, the Mishnah is talking about where you did not write the whole get while it was attached to the ground. You wrote only the typhus of the get. The typhus of the get is the whole get, excluding the place in the get where the shame of the isha and the zman is written. That is not the ikar of the get. Now, even though lechatchila you have to write the whole get after you already disattached it, if b'di'evit you wrote the taifis of the get while it was attached, and then you disattach the get and write the taifis of the get, which is a makom where it says the name of the isha and the isha and the zman, and then you sign it and give it to the isha, the get will be kosher. Rabbi Yehuda paisel achitehei ksivaso v'chasimaso betalash. Rabbi Yehuda paisels a get unless the get is written and signed while it was disattached. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Ein kaisin lo anayer machok v'lo al diftera mipnei shehu yachol lehis daif v'chachamim makshir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says a get cannot be written on paper that has already been erased once, nor can it be written on diftera. Diftera is hide that it was not fully prepared. Now the reason for this is that something that is written on a nayer machok that has already been erased once can be erased again without it being noticeable. Therefore, we are afraid that if we write the get on the Nanayar Machuk, maybe the Isha will erase part of the get. Maybe there was a condition in the get that she wants to erase and it will not be noticeable. And the same is true if the get is written on diptera. It will also not be noticeable if something is erased from the get. Therefore, the get is possible if it is written on Nair Machok or on diptera. And the Chachamim are Machshir. The Chachamim over here are Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds Edim Mesira Karti, meaning that a get is only kosher if there are Edim that witness that the get was given to the Isha. And since there are Edim that saw the get being given to the Isha, these Edim also read the get at the time, and they know if there was a Tanai in the get, and the Isha will be afraid to erase the Tanai because she's afraid that the Edim will be mad that there was a Tanai, and she had obviously erased it.